In Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose. In 2023, the cruise passengers kept coming, but Sitka found itself at a standstill over the future of tourism in the community. With a record-breaking 580,000 cruise passengers came a polarized public, some celebrating the economic boom and others lamenting the problems associated with it. That's why Larry Edwards and a group of 40 co-signers pushed twice for a special election to limit cruise traffic to 240,000 passengers.
It's just absolute chaos. I feel that the cruise industry thinks it's the planning director of the city and that we have to march to its orders. I think we need to take control back.
Neither of Edwards' propositions were approved by the municipal legal department, but now private cruise dock owner Chris McGraw says he'll impose his own limits beginning in 2025. While some Sitkins were worried about too much growth in one industry, others were worried about the future absence of another. Salmon trolling in Sitka and around Southeast nearly didn't happen this year. That's because of a lawsuit brought by a Washington environmental group seeking to protect an endangered population of killer whales in Puget Sound. A lower court ruling in the case was stayed by the Ninth Circuit just before the start of the fishery, and it opened on July 1st after all, much to the relief of trollers. After all, trolling isn't just a cornerstone of Sitka's economy. Jackie Foss says it's practically an identity.
Every year the fish, it's exactly the same and nothing alike. You're in the water, you're dragging hooks, but are they going to hit the herring this year? Or is it going to be this spoon? Or is it going to be the spoon that you have buried in there that worked 10 years ago that might work now? It's about the puzzle, and it's about the fact that our entire year really starts July 1. That's our new year. Our whole life is centered around that July 1st opener.
The troll fishery wasn't the only surprise survivor in Sitka this year. Four Coast Guard crew members from Air Station Sitka managed to live through a harrowing helicopter crash near Petersburg in November. Then, of course, there was Stella, the golden retriever who could. After surviving Sitka's deadly landslide in 2015, the 13-year-old dog went missing for 65 days last summer. When all hope was lost, her owners got a call from a friend who spotted her at a rock quarry. Here's Sarah Mahosky.
She was on this cliffside, and it was basically this ash and rock that was the same exact color as her. She totally blended in. The fact that Tim saw her, I just kept saying to him, how did you see her?
And this canine survivor had more than just endurance. She evidently had a close encounter with one of Baranoff Island's many brown bears and had the scars to prove it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.